Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. Camouflage. French learned tip from first Americans on low visibility strategy. American Indians were the first to use camouflage, according to Chief Strongheart, who tells us that camouflage was used by the American Indian centuries ago, although it was not known by any imported title. Chief Strongheart is the son of Running Elk, who was a scout for General O.O. Howard in the Nez Perce War in Montana, and the grandson of Chief Standing Rock, who took part in Custer's last fight on the Little Bighorn. Standing Rock died a few years ago at the age of 109 years. During a recent visit to New York, Strongheart told a representative of the New York Times how the Indians practiced the art of camouflure. Wherever they went into the woods to fight, they painted their bodies brown and green to make them of low visibility. They also sketched figures of birds over their bodies so that they blended easily with the scenery. The fantastic decorations, which we have become accustomed to calling war paint, were not intended for mere ornamentation, but for military purpose. Taking their tip from North American Indians, the highly civilized nations of Europe utilized the low visibility idea until every ship, tank, big gun, and helmet had its streak of war paint. Chief Strongheart probably accomplished more for America during this recent war than any other member of his race. He visited, between July and November of 1918, 216 military posts and camps in this country and delivered talks to the soldiers on real Americanism. He told them of the Indian Wars and how the first Americans fought to defend the land they loved. He urged them to fight their hardest to prevent the land from again passing into the hands of strangers from foreign shores. He tried to enlist a number of times, but each time he was rejected because of a wound he'd received in Mexico in 1910 when he served as a scout for the United States. When he found he could not serve his country on the firing line, Chief Strongheart carried on a recruiting campaign for the Army. After an address in front of the New York Public Library one afternoon, 233 men enlisted. In other parts of New York and New Jersey, he secured about 200 more recruits. He was always dressed in native garb with a feathered headdress of a chief. He recently returned to the reservation after the signing of the armistice made it apparent that his country no longer required his services. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.